Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Welcome into the first show of 2021. This is the show from January 6th, 2021. Of course, it is exclusively for the Doc Love Club. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for all your support. And as Doc would always say, keep on improving. You know, Doc didn't really like New Year's resolutions because he thought that you should always be on an improvement path. And longtime listeners and followers of Doc know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're just getting into all of this stuff, Doc was all about being on a continuous loop of improvement. That's probably the best way that I can put it. And Doc, up until the point that, or the time that he died, he was exactly like that. I mean, Doc never stop trying to improve, and he brought that same kind of passion and energy to all of us. So let's start out with a story from the field, and this is from Francois in London, and he says, "Hi Jeff, I have an interesting story that will be especially helpful for new Doc Love students. Last Thursday, I did yet another speech on the system at my Toastmasters Club on the maintenance program. My speech was about how to keep a marriage fresh by giving women romance, treating them with respect, and showing them affection. Since you and Doc turned me into a clown and a charmer, people loved it as usual, especially the women. After my speech was done, the crowd was given 60 seconds on the clock to send me their commendations and recommendations. I noticed some very interesting responses that illustrate how different women react to the system. Below are word-for-word responses that I received. Dear Francois, thank you for being one of the few guys that actually understand women. It's super refreshing. Nina. While I understand the content is meant to be entertaining and on the lighter side, there were a couple points that could be perceived as a bit sexist. Gabrielle. As I read the above comments, I wondered how I could be perceived as being sexist by advising guys not to look at other women in Ms. Wright's presence or by giving her a compliment a day. But then I realized it was not what I said that was the issue. It was the people involved. I gave one speech to the same audience, and I was perceived as being both refreshing and sexist. This illustrates that some women do not respond well to the system. Not because the advice is wrong, but because they have been brainwashed, are too rigid, are humorless, or have personalities that are incompatible with Doc's teachings for some other reason. It is important for new Doc Love students to hear this because they may be vulnerable to self-doubt as they dive deeper into the system. For example, when they wait 5 to 9 days and the lady gets mad. They need to understand that there are some women out there who can't handle the system, that A, it is not the book's fault if they trigger a bad reaction, and B, they are better off without them. Thank you, Jeff. Francois, 31, from London." Yeah, Francois, you could not have said that better than Doc Love himself. And I have to tell you, just a side note, I always appreciate when you guys put me into the mix and you say Doc and Jeff. And Doc was always kind enough during his lifetime to say the same thing. But I tell you what, you know what I am is I'm a conduit. I have all of this great content from Doc, and I consider myself a student just like everybody else. I'm a student of the system, a student of what Doc taught. And while I appreciate being mentioned in the same breath as Doc, it's really something that I look at myself as a guy that connects you to all this content, and I learn along with you. But having said that, I still appreciate the kind words. And back to what Francois said, it's absolutely true. You can't take the truth of the system and have it be, well, where you're at a point where one woman's reaction will cause you to feel negative about it. Another woman's reaction will cause you to feel positive about it. The truth is the truth, as Doc always said. So just keep on keeping on, no matter what kind of reactions you get. As Doc always said, never take women personally. And there is that one right one that you can connect with. And that's all you need is one. So it doesn't matter if 1,000 women or 10,000 women or 1,000,000 women think that the system is bad, because you only need that one good one. And that's what Doc would always tell us. All right, a tribute letter. Dear Jeff, I wish to give my sympathies to Tom Hodges, a.k.a. Doc Love's family, friends, and associates. I am very sorry he is gone. Tom Hodges changed my life. I discovered him in August 2017 and immediately understood he was unique, better than any other dating coaches. He had a lot of sensible advice gleaned from a lifetime of interacting with women and an enthusiasm for giving that advice to men to help them improve their dating life. Over the years, I listened to hundreds of hours of Doc's archive radio shows, gaining a lot of knowledge and confidence about the dating process. I called his radio show multiple times, especially in the early months of 2020 when I was actively dating. I also got phone coaching from him on multiple occasions in early 2020. Things were so different then. I appreciated his honesty and directness in response to my questions about whether to continue dating someone or to drop them, etc. He did everything a coach should do. He combined a hard-boiled attitude with the admonition never to give up hope in finding a keeper. I was very saddened to hear the news of his passing. I felt like an anchor of my life had vanished. He was someone I always knew I could go to for intelligent comments in whatever situation I was facing. I wish I had found him years earlier and had been able to spend more time learning from him. In the world of dating advice, there will never be another Doc Love. Deepest condolences, William. And you know, William, you're absolutely right about that, that there will never be another Doc Love. Thank God we have a ton of archived teachings from Doc, and I'm able to bring those archived teachings to you. In fact, in the Redesign Club, there were never the shows from 2005 to 2010. So I have, and that's what I'm basing this show on, all of the teachings of Doc that, you know, sometimes the technology, and this is for you newer students, that, you know, sometimes the technology is a little older, like Doc will talk about home phone number in these early shows, but the principles never change. So over the years, is again, you've heard me say a million times, he's modified, you know, home phone number to just phone number, MySpace to social media, all that stuff. But the underlying principles never change because human nature never changes. And, you know, the thing about Doc is there was, as William said, there was an honesty and directness to him. And but there was a part of Doc, a big part of Doc, in fact, central to Doc, was to help you, or, well, Doc hated the word help. He would always like the word coach. And he wanted to coach you to find and keep Ms. Right. And I'll tell you that having this stuff from Doc is absolutely gold. And I would love it if you could share it. There is if you go to the Doc Love Club, and any of your show notes will contain a link to the course and a link to the podcast, then if you could rate and review the podcast too, that would help out. I don't understand all of the technical stuff with podcasts, but I do know that as you rate and review them, they become easier to find. All right. So let's dive into a Mastery 4 article. And for you newer students, this is Mastery 4 is Doc Love versus pop culture. And pop culture, of course, loses every time against Doc in the system. Simply Tell the Truth, from March 10th, 2011. Frank Lutz is a political pundit. He's written a book called Win. In the book, he interviews top CEOs about the secrets of being successful. One of the CEOs is Steve Wynn. Mr. Wynn builds and runs casinos in Las Vegas. Wynn says, first, you must simply tell the truth. Lies create 1,000 excuses and waste time. How many times have you heard someone lie and then try to cover up with more lies? It never works. The system says to have a successful, loving relationship, both of you have to have integrity and high interest level in each other. 90 to 95% for women and 80 to 89% for men. Side note, by the way, Doc always felt that you should have lower interest level than the woman because it just works better that way. And reason being is that if you have higher interest level, you tend to put her on a pedestal. And even the nicest woman in the world does not like that. That was just the reality factor, according to Doc. And it caused them to be uncomfortable, causes them to be uncomfortable, I should say, and it lowers their interest level. So you'll hear that in all of Doc's teachings. You know, that theme will go through. Anyway, back to the article here. This weekly class gives example after example of the lies and misinformation that are out there about dating and relationships. relationships. The wisdom and truth of the system gets reinforced here every week. There are so many guys out there that are heading for a world of hurt because they're clueless about dating and relationships. They need to read the Dating Dictionary, join the Doc Love Club, and then also get the Mastery Series. Guys, we will continue, as Steve Wynn says, to simply tell the truth. You can count on us. Yes, you could always count on Doc, and you can count on me to continue this legacy. And let's continue with a classic Doc segment. This is from July 17th, 2005, and this was segment number one. Brainwashing by the LA Times, advice from a female columnist as to have how you can have more success dating, and you'll love as Doc picks this apart. Gifts reinforce high interest level but cannot make a woman raise her interest level. This is brilliance from Doc. Of course, Doc was brilliant. Doc picks apart another brainwashing item, this time from a columnist named Amy. The guy in this column is made out to be the bad guy after his lady completely disrespected him, and Doc talked about how he would have handled this disrespect. And yet another interview with a woman. I had seriously forgotten that we had done these interviews. These are gold and so, so rare. This time Doc is talking to a separated personal trainer named Lee, and Doc and I talk about the interview right afterwards. All right, here we go. Classic Doc Love segment. Let the coaching begin. July 17th, 2005, segment one.
The man himself is right here. Doc Love. Doc Love, happy Sunday morning, buddy.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, I am doing awesome, man. And I can't wait to hear this brainwashing file. You got a couple LA Times articles that's continuing the brainwashing of America.
Yeah, you know, the guy didn't have my book, and he picked up this information. It would really hurt him. Every week there's an article written by a different person, usually a female, about dating in L.A. It's called Getting Personal. And it's a long article, so I'm just going to cut it down to the bare facts here for you. And the title is Three Simple Rules for Men. Call it a Love List. It tells you, A, compliments. Give her lots of compliments. B, gifts. Give her gifts. C, manners. Now, you guys all know I agree on manners because I'm always pushing Cary Grant movies. But too many compliments and too many gifts too soon hurts your cause, and it's anti-challenge. So a guy without my book, Jeff, you know what he's going to do?
Oh, he's going to go out and over-compliment and over-gift and wonder why he's not getting a return date.
Because it was written by a girl, Teresa. Teresa said do that, so, you know, if you got to find out what girls want, you got to go to the women, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
How about going to the guy that
you just kept your job.
Yeah, it's just really amazing that a major newspaper, major media like that will just run something, and just because it sounds good, and it sounds kind of almost like politically correct, like, oh yeah, everybody can agree with that, I guess that's what we're supposed to do, they view it as gospel, and the problem is it doesn't work.
Yeah, I want you to give gifts after she's been in love with you for a couple, 2 or 3 months, and her interest level's in the 90s. I want you to give her compliments, but if you give too many compliments, she'll think, this guy's a real lonely guy. He doesn't even know me. I'm a complete stranger, and he's giving me all these compliments? What is this guy? He climbed out from underneath a rock? Hasn't he been out with a woman before? Why is he doing this? And guys, this is the way women think. You say one sentence, and they'll take that, and they'll chew on it. They'll go talk to their girlfriends, and then the girlfriends are blockers, and then you don't get a second date, and you wonder why.
And then the gifts, too, Doc. You made a statement before. I think it was off the air, but I think it's good to share with the guys that if gifts really worked, I mean, you know, just skip the flowers and go right to the diamond ring.
Exactly. Why not just buy her 10 pounds of See's candy on the first date? But the point is this. Guys think that when you give gifts, it raises interest level. It doesn't. It reinforces high interest level. But when you give it on low interest level, it makes it even lower. That's what they don't understand.
Well, Doc, the brainwashing file, as always, is very interesting.
I got one more here for you, Jeff.
What's that?
I got one more for you here.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. You know, I was going to say that the guys really, we've gotten a lot of good compliments from this because the guys really like to hear, you know, the misinformation that's out there and have you correct it.
Yeah, my world is opposite of everybody out there. And if you're a guy and you go out and you try to sell challenge to somebody, they're going to look at you like you're nuts. Don't waste your time. Guys, wait until your buddy comes to you and he's in pain. Then you can help him out and send him to my website. The other article, as you know, there's there's about five different women that are giving advice on these major newspapers. And one of them is called Amy, A-M-Y. And I want you guys to really listen to this. I'm going to read this whole thing to you. It's only five paragraphs, but it's extremely important. Now, this guy writes, "Dear Amy," he and his girlfriend are going out to dinner. "Last night, we ate dinner at our favorite Mexican restaurant. We are both in our mid-50s and been dating exclusively for 2 months. We were served by a young man whom we know from past visits. He is good-looking and very personable. After he brought our drinks, my girlfriend casually said to me, listen to this, guys, that if she were 30 years younger, she could imagine going out with this man. I told her that this was very disrespectful to me, and I was upset the rest of the night. She felt I overreacted. What do you think?" And now, naturally, the female, rather than say, "Your girlfriend has no class, why is she staring at a guy who's young enough to be her son and talking about him?" No, she's not going to say that. She's going to make the guy to be out the bad guy. Here it is. Answer. "Your lady friend isn't 30 years younger, and she isn't going home with him. I realize that you think she was comparing you to your waiter, but she wasn't. She was comparing her present self to herself of 30 years. Trust me, that ain't pretty. Now get over it." You hear that, Jeff? And you believe that? And I tell these women, don't talk about other guys, and guys, don't talk about other women. It's disrespectful to the opposite person that you're with, to the other sex.
What that kind of says to me is that, you know, I'm not 30 years younger anymore, so you're lucky to be with me, but if
yeah.
I was, you'd be out of there.
Yeah, you're like second choice. Refried beans.
Wow.
Yeah, see, very subtle, but these two articles in the LA Times, and this is my favorite newspaper, by the way. I'm not putting down the LA Times. They're a great newspaper, one of the best I've ever read, but this is the type of stuff, these subtleties, and you get this, then you turn on a little TV action, you watch a guy in a sitcom, you know, beg, and the girl falls all over him, and then you watch the day serial, and the guy's jealous and uptight, and the girl's all over him, and all of a sudden, all these bad traits seem okay, and that's the brainwashing of American youth, and that's all you guys out there, when you read and see this stuff, this is what's going to happen to you.
Let me ask you a question, Doc. If you were that guy, and you were sitting there, and your girlfriend said that, of course, you know, knowing the system and everything.
I would hope there's a long-legged blonde waitress there with a dress up to her waist so I could talk about her legs. That's what I do. I don't pout and get mad like this guy or even bring it up. I just do the same thing she did, but I throw her number away. That's it. She's out.
Yeah.
Disrespectful. I don't want anybody talking about somebody that's 30 years younger than me. You know, especially when he's good-looking, taller, and everything else. Why are you talking about your fantasy in front of a guy that you're exclusively seeing?
Yeah.
Think, women, and you women out there, please, when you're with a guy, don't bring other guys up. And I know 90% of you don't do it, but I hear about it all the time.
Well, Doc, well, let's move on to our segment that is quickly becoming one of my favorites. For the new guys tuning in, what Doc is going to do now is he's going to interview a woman, as he has 10,000 women, or 10,000 plus women, I should say. And he's going to interview her kind of like a love cop on Love and Order. And he's going to find out what she likes, what she dislikes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We'd like to welcome to the show now Lee. Lee, thank you for being on the show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then Doc is going to interview you.
Well, how much do you want to know?
Just a little background so the guys can get a picture of you.
Let's see, I'm 47. I'm recently separated from my husband after 26 years. I'm a personal trainer, and I'm pretty happy.
And she's good. That's what I want to hear. Now, Lee, you go out with your girlfriends, and you go to the various clubs, correct?
Yeah, I'm not really a club person, but I go out, yeah.
Would you say once a week you would go to a club?
Not a club, but out, yeah.
Yeah, out. Okay, out. And men talk to you, look at you. Tell me what you don't like. Tell me what words you could give to these guys out there when they're in a social situation like this. Tell me about the things that bother you or turn you off that guys do.
Well, I think pretty much that a smile doesn't mean that it's okay to walk over to someone's table and interrupt their dinner. That's like a big one. It seems as though you can't just give a smile to someone anymore, that it seems to mean a pickup thing.
It's a pickup thing.
Yeah,
okay, now what if the guy looked at you twice and you smiled again? Then could he come up? I mean, how many times do you get to smile at this guy before he gets to come up?
You know, probably 3 or 4 times. I mean, if I'm making eye contact with him, it's obvious that, you know, I want him to make contact, but not just a, you know, a simple smile.
Yeah. What would you change about men, love, and relationships? What advice could you give men? What would you like to change? If men wouldn't do this, what is this?
Say what? Say that again.
If men wouldn't do what? In other words, men do certain things that bother you. When you get together with your girlfriend, you sit around and you talk about men. There must be certain things that come up on a constant basis.
Probably that they're not attentive enough as far as, you know, information giving, kind of. They're more, they don't give a lot of, I don't know how to explain this.
Personal information?
Exactly.
Yeah. You want them to pour their guts out on the first date? Is that
don't want them to pour their guts out, but want them to definitely be real. You know, not, you know, just a game like, you know. No, the game thing is not fun.
Yeah, well, I don't understand. Could you give me a specific? A guy says or does what that's a game versus reality?
Like always thinking that he has to be funny constantly. It's kind of nice to actually have a serious conversation with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a turnoff to always, you know, have to be in a scene where it's always funny and light. And that's great. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love someone with a great sense of humor. It's just that it's nice to also have a serious conversation. You know?
But if you're at a wedding and a party, that's kind of hard to do, wouldn't you say?
True. Fact. So those aren't the places I usually, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, hang out. I mean, yeah. You know what I'm saying.
Has a man approached you lately and you liked his approach?
Yeah, actually.
Now, what did he do?
He wrote me a card and said that if I was interested in, you know, getting together with him for coffee, that he, you know, to call him. And it was so refreshing that I did.
Versus what? What does another guy do? Let's go out in the car and make out?
No. You know, okay, the bad approach would be being at a restaurant and having a guy come up to me and write his name and phone number on the back of the receipt and go, yeah, I mean, that's just like, excuse me, you're interrupting me. It just, I don't know. It's just not a cool thing to do.
Yeah, wouldn't it be better if he would have talked to you a little bit, build a little value in himself, I mean, show you what he had?
Well, he did. I mean, they do, but then usually they're drunk, so that's not really too much.
They don't say the right things.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what is the turnoff? What is the thing that he says? He talks down to you? He talks to you like you're in 10th grade, or what?
No, I think if the opening line is like, you're beautiful, it's like, get over it. I don't know. I don't think a woman really wants to hear that.
I thought women love compliments.
No, I don't think so. I disagree with the lady in the LA Times. I don't think women do like a lot of compliments.
I think after the relationship is there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, but you know, too much is like overkill. I mean, it's like, excuse me.
Could we say that as a general rule, men push or rush?
Yeah, but you know what? Women do, too. I have lots of friends who rush into things and, you know, give it all in the first 2 weeks, and then after 2 weeks, it's over, you know? You definitely have to.
So is that due to her low self-esteem, or her interest level's just too strong?
Yeah, probably. Interest level's too strong, or maybe doesn't think that there's enough great guys out there. Or, you know, definitely self-esteem, that you're not worthy of a great relationship.
So you're saying some women settle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's too bad. Lee, I want to thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome, Doc.
And you have a good one.
You too.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Well, Doc, you know, definitely interesting caller. But the one thing I wanted to ask you about, though, is, you know, the one guy that she said she liked the approach on, I mean, the guy totally violated every principle that we're talking about. I mean, gave her a card and says, oh, give me a call. I mean, what a weak approach.
Yeah, you're supposed to ask for the home phone number, because when you give a card, it's kind of passive. But this hit Lee right, and it felt good to her, so she went with it. I didn't get into, you know, where's the guy now? You know, how long did it last? Because, like I tell you guys out there, until you get to 9 or 10 dates, I don't count anything. All I count is merely their actions. But, you know, maybe this card thing, what it does was it makes the female the aggressor, and females don't want to be the aggressor.
Yeah, and one thing, too, is she brought up that, you know, when the guy would approach her, and again, another weak approach, when a guy would approach her when she's having dinner and write his number on the back of a receipt, and I just was, you know, I was just wondering about that. The one thing that she said is that I don't want these guys interrupting me, and that almost seems to me like if the right guy came up, it wouldn't be an interruption.
Yeah, but he has to approach and handle the relationship properly.
Yeah.
And that's what the system is about.
Time now for a tribute letter. And by the way, keep on giving me these tribute letters, brainwashing, you changed my life, etc. Jeff M. Stevens, datingtipsforguys@gmail.com. I got a lot of these letters, these tribute letters, back in August 2020 when Doc died, and I am still going through all of them. And I promise you that if you wrote me, I'm going to get it on the show. And if I don't get it on the show, please remind me at Jeff M. Stevens, datingtipsforguys@gmail.com. If you don't hear your letter, it's not because I'm ignoring you. It's just because I might have missed it somehow, and I don't want to miss it. It's very important. If you took the time to write, then you deserve to have your letter on the show. And I thank you so much for sharing these. All right. So, hi, Jeff. I'm sorry to hear that Doc died. I've been a longtime fan and listener. I bought the system in 2003. It's helped completely guide my interaction with women and has made me very successful in dating and relationships. I've called into the show a few times, and I've also done several hours of phone coaching with him. I really think his message needs to be told to a wider audience. So much dating advice now is completely contrary to what he says, and I think it's really bad advice. His whole concept of challenge and mystery is not even talked about much anymore, and a lot of dating coaches I've seen have ripped off his material. I really think his legacy needs to live on, and these concepts need to be taught continuously. Chris, New York City. Chris, thank you so much, and I agree with you completely. And Doc Love Club members, and I'm making a personal appeal to each and every one of you. You are the absolute best students that are in the Doc Love world, and it's really your passion that will help carry this legacy forward. Of course, you know, you keeping your Doc Love Club membership and continually contributing to this show and being a part of it, that's A, B, C, D, E, F, and G of everything that you could definitely do. But and H, if I can keep going on with the alphabet there, is sharing this material, whether it's rating and reviewing the podcast, as I said earlier, or sharing the free 7-day dating course at doclove.com/course, or just pointing people at doclove.com, because I have doclove.com configured in a way where I am giving people the free content. And the free content, of course, is not even 10% of what you get, but it's enough for them to say, hey, you know what, this might be different. This might be something that I could maybe invest my time and money in. So at any rate, if you could keep sharing it and doing everything you can, as Chris said, we will keep this going. All right, Mastery 4, the Will Reading. And this is from a March 17th, 2011. This is based on a DirecTV commercial. Have you seen it? It's funny and informative. Why informative? I'll explain later. Here's the commercial setting. The reading of a rich guy's will is taking place in the library of his mansion. Present for the reading are his wife, an older woman in black. Sitting to her left is a beautiful young 20-something blonde with a young guy standing behind her chair. Over the fireplace is a guy, about 30. It's the guy's son. The lawyer is reading the will. The old guy basically leaves everything, millions, to his quote-unquote soulmate, Angel, the beautiful young 20-something blonde sitting to the left of his wife. When Angel hears the news, she claps her hand together and smiles. The young guy behind her, boyfriend, I assume, leans over and tries to touch her. No way. When she heard she got all the money, she pushes his hand away. Can you say low interest level? He's about to be her ex-boyfriend. She got the money. He's out. The lawyer continues to read the will. He says, to my son Chauncey, I leave my collection of 6,000 movies and videos. When the son hears what the lawyer said, you think he's going to be upset. Oh no, he stands up, pumps his fist in the air, and yells, whoa, yes! He's happy. Very funny. The older lady sitting in front of the lawyer looks at her son Chauncey and rolls her eyes. She gives him a you're adult just like your father was look. It's funny, clever, and crushes the three guys in the commercial. First, we have the rich old guy who left all of his estate to the 20-something bimbo. Can you say Hugh Hefner? She loved him, didn't she? Second, we have the clueless boyfriend standing behind Angel. He gets dissed when she's told that the estate is hers. He's clueless and gone. Ah, last but not least, we have the empty-headed son. He's thrilled that he's getting 6,000 movies and videos. Right. He's getting a small Blockbuster store, and the bimbo Angel gets everything else, millions. Great commercial, obviously, promoting DirecTV. How is it informative to guys? Drumroll, please. It makes guys the buffoons of a commercial for the zillionth time. You guys know the drill. Make the guy the dolts. Works every time. The title of the commercial should be The Reading of the Will Starring the Three Dolts. Not a system guy among them. Well, maybe the lawyer. Well, yeah, tell you what, you know, Doc, he was so good at picking these things out. That's why Mastery 4 was really pop culture versus the system and pop culture losing. And Doc's humorous take, that's what Doc was all about, taking all of the stuff that he saw in the major media and commercials and all that, movies and all those things, and poking holes in them. But poking holes in them in a humorous way. Doc was... Yeah, even in private, Doc was never serious about stuff. He was serious, you know, when it came to business and when it came to his coaching and stuff like that. He was always striving to be better. But, you know, as Doc always advised you, never take women personally. Doc never really took life personally. He was always very humorous and took that humorous look at everything. And it was great. It was a pleasure to be around Doc. All right, so this is July 17th, 2005, segment number two, and Doc reviews a past relationship with a guy, and the guy is confused that an ex wrote a letter after a breakup that happened 10 years ago. This is a very interesting caller because the guy reads the letter on the air with Doc, and they both discuss it. Among other things, you'll learn how to properly handle things when they drop you, but there's so much more here, and I found this very interesting. A personal note that these segments are, at least to me, very interesting, and I know they're interesting to you based on the email I'm receiving. Some of these calls I have not reviewed in years, and you know what? This stuff really holds up. I know you agree after reading all the emails back from you, and I thank you for giving me feedback on the show. Now, our next caller made a lot of mistakes in setting up a date, and he's dealing with her daughter that's a blocker. This guy does not have the dating dictionary. I'm betting that you'll immediately be able to tell that he doesn't have Doc's book within the first 30 seconds of the call. And Doc tells you how to use the Mastery Series. It's sad that Doc talks about how you'll have enough material to go on after he dies. It's true, for sure. We do have a ton, but it's still sad and shocking that Doc passed away, and I suppose it always will be that way to me and you as well. And the only thing we can do is we keep his legacy going. And Doc uses an example of a guy moving in too soon as an example of not using patience. Plus, the guy touched her too much, as well as other mistakes. So, much more brilliance coming now from Doc. This is July 17, 2005, segment number two.
The phone lines are just jammed. Without further ado, let us go to our first guy, Brooklyn, New York. George, 30 years young. Welcome to the show, man.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Doc.
Hi, George.
Phenomenal show, I have to say. I've been listening to it for about a month, and I love it.
Thank you.
Okay, this is my situation. I just recently, a few weeks ago, I received a letter from an ex-girlfriend, and I haven't heard from her in about 10 years. And she's got all this woman needs. I mean, it's a small paragraph in the letter. It's not really that long. And it's just all this woman needs. I have no idea what she's saying,
you read it, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Now, you went with this girl 10 years ago?
10 years ago. She was 18 at the time. I was 20 years old.
And how long did you go with her then?
I was with her about 3 years.
About 3 years. And yes. Why did she get rid of you?
She got rid of me because, you know, she wasn't happy with the way my life was going. You know, I mean, I'm just, like, growing up at the time.
You're right. You're a kid. Yeah, I understand.
I mean, give me time to mature, you know?
Yeah.
So she's just telling me, you know, all you care about is romance and love, and, you know, we have nothing in common, and, you know. So
It took her three years to figure that out, huh?
Yeah. You know. But, you know, since you came along, I mean, I've seen so many mistakes that I've made that I had no idea about.
Yeah.
So, you know, this letter is just like, I just don't understand it, because in your book, you say that when a woman breaks up, she has no doubts about her feelings, she has zero interest level, and she has resentment. So in this letter, when I read it, you know, I get the sense that, you know, she's... She has a guilty conscience. I mean, she's, you know, basically apologizing.
Yeah, read it to me.
Okay. It says, "It has been a very long time, and after a couple of dreams, I thought I should find out how you were doing."
A couple of dreams?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a space cadet right now. Keep talking.
She goes, "I hope all is well. I was hoping to find a number for you, but it was not listed. I wanted to talk to you because I wanted to apologize for being very mean to you when we broke up about 10 years ago. I am so very sorry."
It took her 10 years to get the guilties, huh?
Yeah, I mean, tell me about it, you know?
Talk about a cold case file.
She goes, "I am so very sorry for that. I was young and immature." And this is the key sentence here, which kind of blows my mind away. She goes, "Every now and then, your memory comes to mind, and it has been eating away at me lately. I hope your life is good right now and that you are happy." That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So what I want to know from you is, what exactly is she trying to pull? I mean, after all...
Is that it? Did she give you a phone number?
Yeah, she gave me... As a matter of fact, she gave me a business card with, obviously, her phone number and her picture on it. You know, and she told me to call her so she could tell me about herself.
Yeah, call her up and take her out to lunch.
Right.
And sit there and take it all in. And
right.
Don't do any talking, and just listen to her.
Okay.
But you know what the book says? You can't go back.
Right.
You know, and why is this girl calling you after 10 years?
I have no clue.
Well, guy, you're to be a forensic love scientist,
right.
And that's what you're supposed
right.
to do. You're supposed to play a detective here on Love
right.
and Order.
Well, this is the only evidence.
But I would think it's this, but I want to tell you something.
Right.
Don't put any hope in this.
So this is just false hope.
Yeah.
It's
but,
not going to happen.
No, but you can learn a lot from this girl.
Okay.
You can go out, now that you have the dating dictionary, and you got that in between your ears,
okay.
You're going to be able to go in there and listen and really, really decipher and see what she wants.
Okay.
But the point is, what
I want to know from you is,
yeah.
You say that women at the ages 18 to 22 fall in and out of love. Is that correct?
Right, that's her.
Okay, so is it possible that once they pass that stage, can their interest level go right back up?
If you had never dated them when they were that young.
Okay.
See, you're done. See, this girl got rid of you because she had low interest level.
Yeah.
Not because you were immature, not because you didn't match her ideal or what. It's all because you turned her off, and maybe being immature was one of the reasons
so
why.
It's just a reflection.
But most 18-year-old girls are not that mature themselves.
Right.
Some are.
Right.
When it comes to love.
Right.
So I would do this. You go in there, but don't have any hopes that this is going to blossom into something.
Right.
Because what'll happen is,
okay.
Did you beg her to take her back after she got rid of you?
No, I actually.
Well, you
cut
see,
her
you're
off,
supposed
but...
to do that. Maybe she remembered that.
Right. I totally withdrew it completely.
Good. That's before you met me.
Right. Way before I met you.
Date other girls. Don't put anything in this. But go out with her and see what her pitch is.
Okay.
Yeah, go listen to her stuff.
Is it possible that there might be some slight interest there still? Or, I mean, because I know once it goes past 40%.
No. Guy, 10 years.
Right.
10
I
years.
Mean, yeah.
10 years.
If she really had high interest, she probably would have, contacted me a lot sooner?
Eight and a half years. She's
right.
a year and a half late.
Okay.
Yeah, what is this all out of the blue and all this? Where did you get this?
I mean, it's very misleading because I don't know what she's trying to pull here. I mean, you know, telling me that my memory has been eating away. I mean, I don't know, you know, in 10 years?
Yeah, I think she's a nut job between you and me.
Right.
Yeah, but go ahead and take a shot. But
right.
with the system, you're protected.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, okay, everything I've learned, I just cannot forget it now. I mean, it's just, I apply all the principles, so it's, you know, I thank you for that, you know?
Good. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Doc.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye now.
Moving on to the Smoky Mountains, Martin, 56 years young. Martin, welcome to the show. First-time caller, I know. Welcome to the Doc Love Show. What's your question?
Well, I have someone I'm interested in, and I called them the other day, and their daughter answered, and she's, like, telling me, you're being too forward, you know, my mother's going to back off, and...
Is this the first time you've called this girl?
Is it the first time? No, I know these people. And I was talking to her, and she suggested we should go to the casino here, the Cherokee Casino.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Right. Well, I called her up because I wasn't going to be able to make it that day.
Well, why didn't you accept the date that day?
Why did I accept it?
Yeah.
Well, something come up that caused me to not be able
to make the date. But when you canceled the date, did you rearrange it for another time?
I was going to suggest, she said, if we can't go Friday, we'll go Saturday. So I was going to call her and say, well, looks like I can't make it today. We'll go tomorrow.
Okay. Then what happened?
But her daughter started with, well, you're being too forward with my mother.
Yeah, the daughter's a blocker.
Exactly. That's what I was calling you to.
Yeah, what you want to do is...
It sounded like she was real concerned, you know.
You shouldn't be taking this girl out. Why are you taking this woman out on a Friday or Saturday?
She wanted to go.
Yeah, we don't care what the woman wants. We're going to go by the system. The system says Sunday through Thursday. You have the dating dictionary?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then I can't chastise you then. Yeah, you want to go out with a woman Sunday through Thursday because Friday and Saturdays are special, and she hasn't earned that right yet.
Right.
Okay? So what you want to do is set a date with this girl, and you got to get the dating dictionary because you're making some mistakes here. But you got to make a date with the woman and keep it and make sure nothing comes up. Okay?
Well, I guess my question to you is... How do you get a woman interested in you by ignoring her?
Well, you're not to that point yet. You have to create the interest first. You've got to get this woman out and make her laugh and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
After that happens, then you're going to wait 5 to 9 days to call her for the next date. And that's how by staying away you create, you work the magic of challenge. But she has to like you going in. So you got to get that first date in and show her that you're a lot of fun. Okay, Martin?
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling.
Adios.
Okay, you know, we want to also, Doc, I want to jump in and just tell the guys out there, too, that also this is a great resource, this show weekly, but guys that don't have the book yet, they should go to doclove.com and read the free weekly advice because they can get a lot from there as well.
Yeah, they can get a ton. And then after you get the dating dictionary, you get it down, you want to get Mastery 1. And there's a little confusion. I have guys calling me, and they're just reading Mastery 1. You don't want to read it. You want to read the first question, and you don't want to read my answer. Then on the right-hand side, you want to write down, or if you're left-handed, of course, the legal pad be on the other side, and write down 3 to 5 things that I'm going to attack in that question. Then read my answer and compare, and then you'll get 2 out of 5. And then you get to 70, and you come back to column 1 again in the first 70 columns in the Mastery Series. And then you do it over and over again until eventually you have all this down. Because in all these Mastery Series, you're getting the first 70, the second 70, and the third 70 columns. And if I run over a cliff and die, you guys have enough here with the dating dictionaries and the 8 CDs and the Mastery Series that you go ahead and you, the student, will end up being the teacher as I am.
Well, let's move ourselves on to Canada, 45 years young, Jerry from Canada. Jerry, thanks for holding, and welcome to the Doc Love Show. What's your question?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Okay, here's the synopsis. 2 years, I've been with this girl, moved in 3 months ago, great gal. A looker, fun, funny. But in the last couple months, she's been pulling away, backing up, and I moved out a week ago.
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Good for you. Hey, I'm very proud of you. Well, most men would stay around for the beating.
Well, she was given, you know, the boot was there, so I before I got it, I left.
Yeah. Now, do you have the dating dictionary?
That's my next purchase.
Okay, okay. When you moved in with her,
yeah,
she was all over you, correct?
Oh, yeah. We had a year and a half of hot and heavy, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, let me ask you a question. What do you think? How many columns have you read?
A couple,
okay.
Half a dozen. I heard you used to be up here on Radio Thursdays with Oakley.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Now, why do you think, let's assume her interest level was 95 when you moved in.
Yeah.
When you moved out, her interest level was maybe 55 or 60. You beat her to the draw is what you did by leaving first. Did she tell you, Jerry, you're doing this, which is turning me off?
I'm in a new business, and the cash is low, and the time is low, and the fun is low.
I see. Okay. So, in other words, you shouldn't have moved in with her.
Oh, no kidding. I wasn't in a hurry, but, you know, the chase is sometimes better.
I realize that, but patience is the key to women.
Yeah.
So when you moved in, you were not self-reliant.
No, not. No.
Yeah.
Not to the level I usually
am. Were you needy with her at all? Well, were you always, you know, you were doing the touching initially, and she wasn't?
Yeah, she would reciprocate, but I was doing the lion's share of it, yeah.
Yeah, you had to keep your hands to yourself. Yeah. Touching is a chapter in the dating dictionary, and we want her to touch us twice for every time we touch her. This is after it gets going, but in the beginning, you want to be a challenge. So here you are, no money, no fun, and she got turned off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. How are you doing now? You get your life together?
Well, I'm fine. I found another place to live. I put in tons of hours at work, and I can see things building up nicely. Yeah.
Good. Save your money, buddy.
Yeah.
But listen.
Like silly.
When you're not packing, when you go to war, you got to go through. You got to go through Camp Pendleton, and you got to go through boot camp, and you got to know how to clean and use that rifle, and you got to be prepared. You got to know everything that's in that backpack, and you got to be prepared because you're going to go house to house in Iraq, and these guys are going to have trap doors that are blowing up, but they're going to be throwing grenades at you and RPGs and all this, and dating is easier.
Well,
okay.
The point is this,
with the dating dictionary memorized, you will be packing and you will be ready.
Well, I've got to get into that. Like she tells me, you know, we're doing baby steps and not to rush things, and like she still loves me, that kind of stuff.
How often does she still call you?
Yeah.
She called you. Don't call her. Let her call you. And only take her out once a week, and other than that, keep the talk down. If her interest level is 51 to 55, we might be able to pull it back.
I doubt it. I'm looking to pull it back, but
Guy, you better overnight that book. You better do it ASAP.
Alrighty.
Okay. Or if you order the book from Canada, say this is Jerry, and I called your show, and you said you would put a rush on it at no extra cost.
Right on.
Put that in the special instructions, guy. Okay,
it.
Good luck. Get that money in the bank and keep working. And next time when you go into battle, you got to be packing. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Time for a short but powerful tribute letter. Jeff, sorry to hear you lost a friend, and we all lost someone who gave guys a lot of clarity. And that's from Mike, by the way, and so true. I mean, you really can't sum it up any better than that. That's what Doc did. He gave clarity. And Mike, thank you for writing. Thank you to all of you who have taken the time to write letters and that continue to give me feedback. I really, really appreciate it. And let's get to another Mastery 4. And this is My Friend Needs a Therapist. Advice from Our Ms. Hacks, March 24th, 2011. Carolyn Hacks, advice columnist, a frequent participant, I would say, in Mastery 4 and in the Doc Show in general, for the bad advice that she would give to especially guys. All right, so here we go. You've heard me mention Ms. Hacks before. For you new guys, she has an advice column that is in newspapers across the country. Carolyn Hacks has a large megaphone. Sometimes she gives advice to clueless guys. They have to be clueless to ask her for advice. One of her recent advice columns was titled, My Friend Needs a Therapist. A woman writes the following to Ms. Hacks. My friend Catherine has been unhappily married for years. She met a man and began having an affair. Her husband caught her cheating and is divorcing her. The friend tells Ms. Hacks that her buddy has a young son that's having a terrible time coping with his mother and father's impending divorce. Really? By the way, she also mentions that the husband has a high-paying job and the wife, the cheater, has a low-paying job. She says her ex does not want to help her out financially. Imagine that. More on that later. She also says that her friend is falling apart. She's too thin, an eating disorder. She's on anxiety medication, and she's depressed. You got all that, guys? The cheater is unhappy. Now comes our Ms. Hacks' response to the above. She has four long paragraphs of advice, i.e. get help, face your problems, see a therapist, etc., for the unfaithful wife. Okay, fine. What's missing? The whole article, beginning to end, mentions the husband twice. Twice? How is he described by the friend and Ms. Hacks? First, remember when the friend said he has a high-paying job and won't help her, i.e. he's cheap? Of course, the bum. The second and last time he's mentioned is when Ms. Hacks says she can tell herself that she's okay and her ex-husband is just being cruel. Of course, the guy that was lied to and cheated on is cruel. It doesn't matter that Ms. Hacks was speculating on what the cheating wife may have been thinking. That's not the point. The point is the only things that could come up with when describing the guy is that he's cheap and cruel. No one is worried about his anxiety level or if he's depressed. Hell no. Who cheated on who? Who lied? Who is causing her son's unhappiness? Why didn't someone tell her, shame on you? You can't make this stuff up. There are two things I've taken from this article. No way the husband is a system guy. No system guy would have married that wacko to begin with. Two, any guy that asks Ms. Hacks advice about relationships instead of following the system will need a trio of therapists on call. Completely true. You know, it's something that and again, Doc was all about good men, good women getting together and treating each other well. But even when a woman had bad behavior, you see in a lot of these things, especially with Ms. Hacks, she gets a pass. She gets an excuse. And the guy is then made out to be the villain. And you scratch your head. But all that stuff is out there, and that's why Doc was really good at deprogramming all the brainwashing that guys are exposed to. And I'll tell you why this show is so valuable is to keep on with Doc's principles. And, you know, that's the point of the Doc Love Club, is Doc would always say to keep that gold dust in your head on a continuous basis, because there is so much out there that's coming at you that is really bad advice, or at the very least, not good advice. And when you can keep Doc's coaching in your head on a regular basis through this show, that is just super valuable. All right, another tribute letter. I wanted to express my condolences on the passing of Doc. I found out about it from your announcement on the website. As you may recall, I've been a dedicated student of Doc's material since he went online with it. This is indeed a sad time for all of us that knew him and found high value in his materials. I'd like to also thank you for your willingness to keep his legacy alive. I think you're clearly qualified, and I believe you will succeed. Sincerely, John, and I will succeed with all of your help, and I thank you again for helping me keep Doc's legacy alive. And let's get to a classic advanced system class segment, and this is a advanced system class in fifth segment, virtual gifts. Now, and I should explain this a little bit, and of course the class talks about this a little bit too, is there's certain websites that you can give her a virtual gift, dating websites. I'm thinking of Zoosk, for example. Zoosk, you can give her a virtual flower or a box of candy or something like that. And I think you have to buy credits to do that, last time I checked. And wow. If real gifts are pointless, virtual gifts are super pointless. Don't waste your money on this. And here we go. Classic Doc Love Advanced System Class in fifth segment. This first appeared on July 1st, 2014.
Virtual Gifts Advanced System Class, Tuesday, July 1st, 2014. It seems harmless enough on an online dating site giving her a virtual gift. For example, a site like Zoosk.com, a very popular dating site, allows you to send electronic teddy bears, chocolates, flowers, etc., etc., and then that gift will drop onto the woman's profile. The funny thing is that these computer-generated presents will cost you real money because, for example, Zeusk has you purchase Zeusk coins that you can redeem for these gifts and other things within the site that are beyond the scope of this column. Want to know the word I have for this whole idea? Ugh. It's amazing to me that guys would think this has any shot of working at all. If she responds to you, it's not because a fake teddy bear that cost you 20 Zeusk coins just landed on her profile. It's because she likes your photo and you sounded reasonable enough in your profile text to not turn her off. That's it. Simple. As you Doc Love Club members know, you pass the physical attraction test and then go from there. The practice is good for sites like Zeusk, who have seen real-life jewelers, candy makers, flower companies, and more profit from guys' misguided notion that they can buy their way into her heart. However, none of it has any basis in reality, which is why you have to keep following the system and not fall into the trap of giving her a harmless virtual gift, because it makes you look desperate and waste your money, just like real-life gifts that are given too early. It's absolutely stunning to see the amount of gifts that rotate through attractive women's profiles. And yet, she's still on there and available? The guy spent his hard-earned cash to drop a graphic representation of flowers in her gift section, only to have her continue to be on the site accepting messages from other guys? Shouldn't she have fallen into his arms at the first sign of this stunning gift? Or is it that she didn't find him attractive and, since she's not an idiot, and has the same access to the site that he does, knowing he really didn't do all that much by pressing a button to drop the flowers off for her to have? Remember, guys, gifts don't work until she's got 90% or more interest level as your girlfriend. You are wasting your time and money in the virtual and real world if you forget that rule. Until next week, thanks for your support.
The Doc Love Show, dating and relationship tips for men. Find us 24/7 at datingwomenradioshow.com. Now, here are your hosts, Doc Love and Jeff Stevens.
It is the Advanced System class and fifth segment for Doc Love Club members only. And by the way, I want to let you know about another benefit of membership. We're archiving all the Doc Love articles, which we're not doing on our blog anymore. We only go back three. We told you about that last week. But also, I don't know if you've noticed this yet or not, but the article that we write for the fifth segment, I'm voicing that now, so you get the audio version so that you can get it on the go. More benefits of membership. We are always trying to increase your value, but right now the man himself, Doc Love. Doc, we're talking about virtual gifts and sites like Zeusk.com. They're actually having you pay real money for virtual gifts. Doc, it's the same as a real life gift, right? Waste of money for a guy because you're not going to raise interest level.
If it's your wife. But the problem here, see, what they're implying is, you know, when you like a girl, give her a gift and show her you like her. And to a lot of guys, that makes sense. But with the system, it kills challenge. We say, let's find out what her interest level is first. So it's doing everything backwards. But to a naive guy that doesn't have the system, wow, look at this. I'll send her this or that. You know, it'll be a nice gift, chocolates, flowers, or whatever. And then she'll like me. We'll get something going. But it has nothing to do with reality. And it's just part of the, you know, the brainwashing that goes on. And these guys are just taking advantage.
Yeah,
gifts come way, way, way later. And they want to, you know, they want you to bring flowers on the first date. It's not the way to go.
And it's so easy, too. What's so seductive about this, Doc, is on Zeusk.com, you buy basically what are, and I'm sure other sites work the same way, but I've been investigating Zeusk for the guys because I know a lot of guys are starting to jump on this. It's so easy. You buy Zeusk coins with real money, and you use those coins to redeem a variety of gifts. And what happens is the virtual gift pops onto her profile, so you can see that she got a teddy bear or flowers or whatever. But, you know, Doc, as we said in the article, you know, you can send her 10 virtual teddy bears, but if you didn't pass the physical attraction test, it's easy for her to move right on to the next guy with the click of a mouse.
Yeah, and here's another thing, too. You know, when you see a photograph, the guy's not animated. Then you get in front of him, the way he moves his face and his arms, you know, everybody moves their head in different directions. So when you just see a photograph, you know, you hopefully it's a good photograph of you, you know, when you go to eHarmony and Match, because I tell you guys, you know, you want to look as sharp as possible. But this idea of think about it, giving gifts to strangers, You don't know this girl. She's a stranger, and you're giving a gift? You wouldn't think to walk down the street, oh, here's a nice guy. How would you like a gift?
Yeah. Oh, hey, you look like a really nice girl. You look like a really nice girl. Here, have a flower. I mean, the sheriff would throw a net over your head.
Yeah, it reminds me of compliments in that when you're getting her to like her, like you, you don't give her a compliment. But after she likes you, you give her a compliment. And this is doing the same thing, the cart before the horse.
Well, Doc, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks a lot. Doc Love Club members, we love you.
All right, let's start the new year off right by going overtime on the show this week. And as you know, sometimes I will go over an hour, sometimes just a little under an hour. It just all depends on the content I have. And I could have really ended the show because we were at about an hour when we completed that advanced system class and fifth segment. However, it's the new year. Let's get a good start. And I think this is a good one to listen to because it was Doc talking to Outlaw Dave about five helpful tips to succeed in online dating. And I know as that you all are on the search for, some of you are on the search for Ms. Right, online dating is a key component of that. And some of you might be taking the opportunity to maybe spruce up your online profile as we get into a new year here. So I thought it was appropriate to not only go overtime to start the new year outright, but then also to do this particular segment from Doc and Outlaw Dave, where Doc is talking about five helpful tips to succeed in online dating. So here we go, and this is from August 18th, 2010, but just as relevant in 2021. Here we go.
It is time to slide into a conversation that is weighing heavy on the minds of all of the listeners out there in the Outlaw Nation. Men versus women, women versus men. The love dance that we articulate, it may not be a game, but it's played like a game. You have to know the rules. You have to know how to do it. And the most important part is you have to know how to win. We've got part of our brain trust here on the Outlaw Day Show, a man called Doc Love. Doc Love has profiled, interviewed, and investigated over 10,000 women. He has compiled hours and hours of research. He's come together basically with an overview of how to date. And in our ever-evolving and changing times, now it's not just asking people out that you meet at church or at the community center. Now, in fact, you're dating online. And Doc, you're joining us today, and you've got some helpful tips on how to navigate this online dating world and a world of social networking, correct?
Yeah, I have some tips here to make you guys more efficient.
Efficient.
This, I'm going to be myself and wing it doesn't work. So let me go over these five helpful tips here, and then you can give me your comments. Number one, you've got the girls look at photographs. You got to get two professional photographs. The first one, I want you to, like, you're applying you want to run Yahoo. You're going to be in a tie, in a blazer, a white shirt, smiling. The other picture is going to be you on your motorcycle, your arm over the top of your horse, or borrow a neighbor's cat and hold the cat and smile with a cat. Or in a tennis outfit, you're hitting the ball. I want a casual look, and I want a dressed-up look.
You know, when we started, and we started our Facebook page not even a year ago now, one of the things I noticed, because when you have a fan page, in the Outlaw Dave Show, we have a fan page, and all these people, they become fans. And I'm not that adept at navigating this, but what I noticed was when I'd open up, before it was almost 5,000 fans, when I first opened it up, you'd see all the pictures of all the people that had signed up. And women go to extreme lengths to have, as you say, they look professional. They have beautiful photographs, glamour shots, whatever. And guys have awkward self-portraits.
They look like a bunch of bums.
With cell phones, half their heads cut off. Sometimes it's just a picture of, like an air conditioner and part of a smile. And women take this very seriously. And you have to put the shoe on the other foot. if they take that much time and effort into their pictures, it's because they put that much stock into it. And therefore, we should, as you say, we should take the time to have professional photos, because if the lady of your dreams is judging you by these two photos, you want to...
Yeah, see, they don't read what you say below it. You got to pass it. She's just going flip, 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 flip. Oh, this guy's kind of interesting. Oh, what's this picture? He's holding some cat. Oh, he looks nice in a suit. And then I read his profile, ba, 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 ba. And maybe I'll send him a wink, meaning an email. But the point is this. You go on as many sites as you can. You get on Match.com. You get on
eHarmony.
Singles. You get on Chemistry.com. There's another one called Zoosk, Zoosk.com. If you're going to do this, The more the numbers. It was like I was reading something the other day, like 200,000 people a day in the world join dating sites.
So I remember a decade ago when one of my sisters said, "Yeah, you know, I've been kind of a dry spell, so I've signed up for the dating service," and I laughed at her. And I know this is my sister. So, but here we are a decade later, and so many people are actually utilizing the social networking.
Have the thing about I can never get a date, so therefore I got to go to the internet. That image is gone now.
Right.
This is the 21st century. Things are different, and this is efficient. You meet a lot of people. Rule number two: you've got to remember now when you put down information on this, you don't want to say too much. You want to keep it general. But they're going to say, what are you looking for? And Outlaw Dave's going to say, I'm looking for a self-reliant woman who's a flexible giver who will laugh at my jokes, period. Let's see if we can meet it. Let's meet at Starbucks and see if I can make you giggle, period.
Now, when I use the word flexible, is that like code?
Attitude.
Okay, attitude.
Now, we're not talking about gymnastics now in the bedroom, Dave.
Well, I don't know if we're supposed to use code on these things.
One thing about you, Dave, you don't have sex on the mind.
You're not supposed to put NSA on it, right? All right, what's the next thing that we need
number
to make
three,
sure?
You're going to do 1 to 3, maybe 4 emails. There's some women out there that say, well, it's too soon, don't rush me. And 6 months later, you're still emailing her. She won't meet you at Starbucks in 3 or 4 emails with your profile, your photograph. Forget it. She's a stroker, time waster.
So
there's a lot of them.
The same rules apply in the online dating world as they do in the real world. If she's saying no, she means no.
She means no. That's out. It's a numbers game.
All right.
Okay. But then the fifth one. And this is real important. When you say, let's meet at Starbucks for 45 minutes, for an hour, let's say, what you're telling this girl is you're real busy, you're real picky, indirectly, and there's no pressure on her. She's bringing her own car. And the third or fourth email, let's meet at 3rd in Arizona in Houston. Let's meet at Starbucks at 6 o'clock and see if we have a match. And that's it. But here's the thing. The Starbucks date is not a date. It's the meeting before the date. You're telling her up front, before we get into an $80 meal, let's check each out a little bit. And a self-reliant woman, a woman who's sharp, will go along with that. A mercenary, she says, no, I want shrimp and steak. I'm not going to go out and drink a cup of coffee with some guy. Well, because you don't like him.
Right.
You're not looking for a guy. You're looking for you have no food in the refrigerator. That's your problem.
Right.
On the other hand, this is the thing. There's a lot of great women out there. What I do with you guys, I try to distinguish between the good ones and the not so good ones so they don't hurt you down the road. Because if a girl ends up dropping you, you say, I don't want this girl 4 months, you know, $100 a date. I wasn't hustling other girls. And the clock is ticking. I don't look as good as I did 4 months ago. Time's a factor. We don't want to waste time with strokers and users. We got to get to a good one, and then we're going to apply the system, show manners in class, and this girl's going to fall in love with us.
And what are the three things that we always need to remember when we're interacting with the opposite sex?
You show confidence, self-control, and challenge. You're
going to
keep the conversation fun and light. There's going to be these are the five rules. It's real easy. Keep it light. Keep it funny. No heavy subjects. No negatives. No put-downs. which means most guys won't be talking.
All right, and we've posted the worksheet from this week's lesson, five tips for online interaction, social networking, and dating, five helpful tips from Doc Love. Don't forget, here in Texas, you can hear his weekly radio program at 6 p.m. on Fridays at DocLove.com. And of course, as always, we appreciate your sage advice, because the reality is, it is a game. There are rules and there are ways to navigate this this relationship waters. You can't just go, oh, I'm going to be honest and be myself. Time enough for that, right, Doc?
Yeah, I want the guy to be honest. I just don't want him to be open. We'll do that way, way later.
Way. That's part of the system. Way later. All right, Doc Love from DocLove.com. We've got the this week's tips posted on the blog, the950.com.
Thanks again for your time and support. This is the end of the Doc Love Show for January 6, 2021. As Doc always said, always be on a continuous path of improvement, no matter if it's January, February, July, August, September, 2021, 2023, 2027. The system is something that causes you to always be on that path, that you are better than you were the day before. And again, as Doc always said,
Doc Love Club members, we love you.